When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. You are tuned in to the Vitamin D with Dawn Day podcast, and I am your host, Dawn Day, here to get you excited about your life so that you can live life on purpose and for a purpose. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. Vitamin D, it's a pun off my name. My name is Dawn, and you get vitamin D from the sun. So I'm here to shed light into your life. And I do this with inspirational insights and conversations with celebrities and everyday people like you and me. Because if you want to be better and you want to do better, then you're going to have to be able to see better. So join me on this journey of living our best lives and understanding and realizing how you are your greatest asset.
Get your vitamin D right here with me and get excited about your life.
I say to you, hold on. Where are my water walkers and where are my water rollers at? I need you to hold on. I mean, just thinking of what it means to be a water walker or a water roller. Your feet aren't touching the ground yet. You got to keep pressing forward. You got to keep putting one foot in front of the other and keep going. I will never forget when I would do my 5-mile walks each day. There was a gentleman that I would constantly see in the neighborhood, and we would see each other at the grocery store. And the conversation started because we were both wearing the same kind of shoe. Now, this had to be a year and a half, maybe even 2 years ago at the time. Hokas, H-O-K-A. That was a free plug for advertisement, huh? Well, anyhow, you don't see many people at that time with that shoe. And we were talking about the shoe, and he was telling me, he was like, you know, I really see you a lot around the neighborhood, working out, doing your thing. And I'm like, oh, thank you, whoop, whoop. And as we began to talk, he became interested in what I was about and what I came to do. And you know, as I tell you all the time, I'm going to be bigger than Oprah. And he says, oh, wow. He says, that's a big thing. And I said, yeah, the greater the vision, the greater the reward. And he said, well, I believe you can do it. He's like, not everybody can do that, but as long as you continue to go through life as if you have earplugs in and blinders on, you'll be able to do it. And I sat there and I thought about it, and I was like, okay, you know, like if you go to a horse track or if you've seen horses race, they may not have earplugs in, but they have blinders on so they can focus on their lane. And I feel half the time when we are in pursuit of our dreams or a better life or for something that we've never experienced, we're always trying to rely on some type of pamphlet, instruction, a booklet, or even perhaps the opinions and the views of someone else. But here's the thing. The destination and where you're going, where we're going, nobody has ever been there before. So what type of references are we seeking? What type of advice are we seeking? And because no one has been where it is that we are seeking to go, how much should we be paying attention to what they have to say? Because of course, it's not going to make sense. That's why it's called your dream, your vision for a reason, because it was given to you. And just like every snowflake that falls from the sky, no one is the same. So why would you think that your story is going to reflect someone else's? Again, I am talking to the water walkers and the water rollers. I am telling you that you need to hold on. Hold on. And focus. Focus on the vision. Don't let what you see make you forget what God said. That's why it's so important to speak life. To speak it. Because when you cannot see it, how can you seek it? You have to speak it. And there's life in it because there's a vibration. And we know when there is a vibration, there is an energy. And we know when there is energy, there is life. And therefore, there is you. But you have to move as though you have blinders and earplugs on. Because there's things in place that are meant for you to get distracted, that are meant for you to get discouraged, that are meant for you to try to get you to give up. But you can't give up because you can't fail if you don't quit. And the only reason why you would stop, why you would give up, is if you lost sight of the vision. If you allowed the words of other people, their views, opinions, and thoughts to get into your head, that's the only way, right? Because even if you hit a roadblock, you fall down 7 times, you get up 8. If you can look up, you can get up. And your location is not your destination. We get distracted on what we see, what we feel that we are, and not realizing that we lost our focus as to where we're going. And that's why you must hold on. You must take a snapshot of the vision and the direction so that when those hard times come, you realize that you can get through with it. Because all you have to do is keep one foot in front of the other. Keep the vision in front of your eyes. Because you are going to have to decide if you are going to happen to life or are you going to allow life to happen to you. But it's your choice. And you got to speak over yourself. And it's going to take a lot. I don't feel as though I even realized how much it takes. And again, that goes for all of us because we've never been there before. We rely on the words of someone else. We rely on the views and things that we've seen from someone else. Realizing this is the first time we have to experience it. And it's our experience. And I think what is so important is that we realize that how big our hunger is for our dreams. You know, E.T. says you have to want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe. I say you have to want your dreams as bad as you want to breathe. And I always say that because they will come to a point where even if you did not want to fight, even if you've made in your mind to give up, if you try to restrict the oxygen from your body will literally react. One would even go as far to say unknowingly, because you aren't forcing your body to fight for this oxygen, but your body is reacting. So let's take it now. Think of it as this way. If you want whatever it is out of life as bad as you want to breathe, how is your body reacting? Is your body reacting? You said you wanted it. That's probably why you may be feeling a bit of discontent. Because you realize that this is something that you set your mind to. And see, life be life. My mama used to always say, Don, just live a little longer, you'll see. And I'm seeing, but I remind myself, Dawn, don't let what you see make you forget what God said. No. Do not do away with the desires of your heart. No. Look, we're here for a good time, not a long time, and that's why we have to make it count. People are dying. You may even feel as though you are dying inside, but I'm imploring you to keep pressing forward because there was a dream and a vision came to you. And in pursuit of your dream, in pursuit of this vision, you are inspiring someone else. And here's the thing, stop feeling as though you have to have everything together. Sometimes we put the pieces together as we flow. I don't dance, I just float. That made me think of the track by Janelle Monáe. And I feel as though if we all go into a flowing stage, where things will carry us. And I say that because it doesn't mean that we aren't actively moving in that direction. What it means is though we move with grace. And what do I always say? Grace is nothing but space. What is the space? What amount of space are you allowing yourself? How are you allowing yourself to move? Are you allowing yourself to glide? It doesn't mean that you may not shift and blow slightly in another direction, but are you moving with grace? Are you moving with peace? Are you moving with ease? Are you moving in a state where you say, hey, I'm not going to allow what I see to make me forget what God said? And what God said is simply the desires that you feel inside your heart. What is the God in you saying? Would you actually be okay if you exited this earth without doing your deepest desires? You know, it's going to be hard to pursue it or hard to sit by the wayside and let it pass you by. So how are you going to choose your heart? See, perhaps you're getting frustrated because it doesn't look like or isn't panning out as you planned. But I'm saying you got to hold on because you are set to do some things that have never been done before. So whatever blueprint or whatever imagination that you thought the process was going to be, you're going to have to do away with that. One foot in front of the other. One foot in front of the other. You know, they say inch by inch, life's a cinch. Yard by yard, life is hard. And half the time, when we make this projection on how we feel like life is supposed to be, we're looking at it by a yard by yard basis. In fact, perhaps by acres basis. But see, when we move with that inch by inch, it reminds us to stay in gratitude. Because therefore, we realize that we're one step closer to where we want to be. Not looking, oh, wow, how far it is we have to go. And I feel as though half the time that puts the frustration in place. They say success isn't linear. I'm realizing that now because I've heard it and I'm sure we've all heard it, but it's nothing like experiencing it. Don, just live a little longer, you'll see. I would think oftentimes how some people choose not to be successful. And what I mean by success, not doing the heart's desires, or perhaps giving up too quick. It's because they've decided to look at their life on a yard by yard basis, looking at how far it is they have to go, regretting, replaying the steps that they should have taken, not realizing that they're farther from where they started. Whether it is a physical step, a thwarted motion forward, or simply another way of looking at something. Hold on. Don't let what you see make you forget what God said. You have to want your dreams as bad as you want to breathe. I've said this before. There's a track by Kevin Gates entitled, I Don't Get Tired. He said, keeping the faith even when it gets dark. How are you keeping your faith even when it gets dark? Although I've walked through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Even thinking about that valley, can you imagine the sounds, the noise, how dark it is, just on a metaphorical level? Just metaphorically speaking. How lonely, how scary it is. But you got to hold on. You got to listen to the God inside of you. And you have to remind yourself, I'm a water walker. I'm a water roller. So I walk by faith, not by sight. And no matter if that mountain seems ginormous, remember, all you need is faith the size of a mustard seed. Just a little. Keep going. Show me somebody. Tell me about somebody that you can recall that didn't quit and they failed. You can't, because you can't fail if you don't quit. And what it is that we need to make room for research and development, because when we talk about this journey and this path towards success, what we project is that yard or that acre forward, not realizing that half the time we need to reflect, reassess, and do some research and development, because there's another area that we're growing. But if we don't make room for that, we get distracted, because then we're referencing the steps someone else took. We're referencing the thoughts and opinions of other people, not doing a self-check of the desires of our heart. Again, you have to want your dreams as bad as you want to breathe. You have to realize that your location is not your destination. You have to stand firm. If you fall down 7 times, get up 8. Why? Because if you can look up, you can get up. Are you ready to get up? Are you ready to see yourself for who you are? Well, if so, you just better hold on. That's what love will make you do. That's what love will require you to do. So then it becomes, how much do you love yourself? Do you love and believe in yourself enough to give yourself the best life that you truly desire? Because guess what? You are in charge of it. It's up to you. Do you want your dreams? Do you want your best life as bad as you want to breathe? And I'm here to tell you that you have a moment, 48,600 moments every day to make that decision. So what are you choosing? Because you have 48,600 seconds in every day. And you can't get caught up on what did happen or what did not happen. You got to get caught up on what is, because that's what's important right now, where you are right now. And that's why they say gratitude is everything. Because the more grateful we are, the more things we have to be grateful for. So what are you grateful for? Are you grateful that you woke up? Are you grateful for this oxygen? Are you grateful for this roof over your head? Are you grateful for the water? Are you grateful for the breath in your lungs? Are you grateful for hearing my voice? Because again, you could have gave up. Again, you could not have a dream. Again, you could not have a voice, but you do. That is not your narrative. What are you doing with your story? Are you going to choose to live it out? Because we're here for a good time, not a long time. Do you see why we have to make it count? Do you see that somebody didn't wake up today? Do you see that you still have a vision? Do you see that you still have a purpose? Do you still feel the desires of your heart? And if so, I just want to implore you to hold on, because you're worth it and because you deserve it. And you know, realizing and understanding how all you have to do is have faith the size of a mustard seed. Well, think about what happens when you have to plant it and you got to go into that ground and it gets dark. And realizing that in order for you to sprout out is that you got to get some mess on you. You got to get some fertilizer, and the fertilizer may stink. It may stink real bad. But sometimes you need a little stank on you. You got to go through some things so that you can get your willpower, so that when the next wind comes, when the next rain comes, it's just a blow. It's not here to deter you. I'm going through some things, but nothing can turn me around. A little wind and some rain, it can't touch the joy I found. I'm gonna put my trust in you for whatever problem I'm in. I'm gonna see it through. I need a breakthrough. I need a word. That's Greg O'Quinn with the track Breakthrough. And even understanding that sometimes you got to break in order to get through. And that break isn't to break you down, but perhaps it's to put you together again. I mean, let's think about it. Think about coming up in elementary school, middle school, some part in your learning years when you learned about mosaics and how there were these little pieces, whether they were stones, whether they were some type of colorful plastics or metals or ceramics, these beautiful pieces that you put together to make a picture. It reminds me of Andre 3000. He says you got to turn a negative into a positive picture, because on one end, one can look at all these little pieces and say, oh, they've been broken off from somewhere. But how about we gather them together to put something new in place? That is the same as you. What are you calling to put together anew? Because we are breaking out of the old thing and stepping into something new. Should we go to that of the life of a butterfly? This caterpillar that only knew life on the ground was crawling, oftentimes dodging footsteps, dodging birds, dodging so much bigger, and looking up at a view that was so much bigger than what it was. But had the caterpillar got caught up in just being what it is, perhaps there would never be opportunity to develop to what it is to become. Because just like going into that ground and putting that fertilizer, that's no different from the caterpillar jumping into its cocoon. It gets tight, uncomfortable, and dark for a period of time. But see, that light, that longing, that desire of your heart, things are taking place. Things are forming. And even in this tight cocoon, there are wings being developed to take it to the next height. Oh, the sights for this young butterfly to soar. But see, in this cocoon, things look a little different, right? And had this caterpillar been so caught up on what it has known and being on the ground, there's no way that it could have broken out of the cocoon to fly, to soar, to spread its wings, spread its beauty, to be everything that it's supposed to be. So, what say you? Are you ready to step into that life that you deserve? Because I'm going to need you to hold on to the vision. Because just like that butterfly, so uncomfortable breaking through. I mean, that is a perfect example of how sometimes you have to break in order to get through. That butterfly had to break out of that cocoon to soar to the heights that it's meant to soar. Why do you feel that there should be any difference from you or even with you? Because that's the reason why you have this frustration, right? That's the reason why you can't understand what it is that you're going through. And that's the reason why perhaps you're in discontent. Have you lost focus of your vision? Did you flap one of them blinders off, or now you can focus on somebody else that is not in your lane? Did you take out those earplugs and you're listening to the views and opinions of someone else? And guess what? Because we're allowing grace, we're allowing space, we can pick ourselves up, we can dust ourselves off, and yes, we can try again, then try again, and then try again after that. Why? Because you can't fail if you don't quit. But I'm gonna need you to have a vision. I'm gonna need you to have that love on yourself to say, I'm here to hold on. Hold on. I want you to hold on. You are worth it. You deserve it. Okay? Now I say these words to you as I speak them over myself. Because we're here for a good time, not a long time. So we have to make it count. So let's make it count. Let's choose to live. Let's not give up. Because we're worth it. You're worth it. Did I say that you're worth it? But you gotta know. And we know that there's confidence in knowing, and that's what we call faith. Believer or not, it's something about the hold on. It's something about the whole notion of, even if you can't see it, you gotta believe it. So whatever language that it can make sense for you, I'm just saying that there's something inside of you that you want. Continue to go after it. Because I guarantee you, it's going to be hard to go through it and to go without it. And at least there's a joy of becoming something that you've never been. Because there's complacency in doing what you've always done. So I gotta ask you, what do you want? And more importantly, how bad do you want it? Dreams don't work unless you do. So let's go. All right, if you enjoyed that, can you go ahead and rate this podcast? Go ahead and put some stars down there. In fact, leave a comment to tell somebody else that you got inspired and that this vitamin D shed some light into your life. In fact, shoot me an email, vitamind@dawndaispeaks.com. I'd love to hear from you. Perhaps you'd even like to be a guest, or you have a show topic idea or something you think that I need to cover. I'd like to hear from you. And you may need some advice. You know I have my vitamin D advice letters, and I want to be clear with you. When you write me, I'm going to give you the real real. Because vitamin D is all about shedding the light on the good and the bad. Because what do I say? If you want to be better and you want to do better, well, you're going to have to be able to see better. And that means the not so good, right? But doesn't mean that's where you're going. But I just want to be clear, because I want the best from you. And I'm sure if you're doing all that, you're loving this. So tell somebody else that Dawn Day got a podcast. It's entitled Vitamin D with Dawn Day, and it's available wherever you get your favorite podcast. And in fact, check us out on social media at Vitamin D Dawn Day, and check it out on my own personal social media at Dawn D-A-I Speaks. I'd love to hear from you. Also, you know that I'm live on Vitamin D Live, so pull up on me at Dawn D-A-I Speaks on Facebook, and soon it'll be on all the platforms. All right? Well, let me get out of here. I truly enjoyed speaking with you today and how important it is to hold on. Because I think half the time, that's the true battle, just holding on. We think that is getting there, but how about we just focus on holding on? Hold on to that dream. Hold on to things that serve in the betterment of you. Because greater is coming, and it's starting with you. Okay? Dreams don't work unless you do, so we're getting to work. All right, let me get out of here. Like I always say, you know I'm in the business of making dreams come true, and I damn sure ain't gonna forget about mine. So, until next time, family, always remember, you are your greatest asset.
Get your vitamin D right here with me, and get excited about your life.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.